Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, you guys, this is Dr. Renee Sunday, and you know this is good deeds. We're having an awesome time. You can tell I'm already energized. You know, God is so good. God is amazing. You know, you can wake up with a little pain. You can wake up with a little, say, oh, I need a little more sleep. But guess what? When you said thank you, Lord, for waking me up, because you have something else for me to do in this world. You know what? I'm being transparent. That's what happened to me this morning. I woke up. I said, Lord, wait a minute. Is it time for me to wake up already? But he said, yes, I have something for you to do today that's going to help someone come closer to his kingdom. And that's what we need to wake up every day, thanking God that he has entrusted us with a purpose. He has the passion. He has the things that he has put inside of us that he needs us to do to help someone else come closer to the light of the world. You know, life is good. I mean, if you look outside the window, guess what? A lady told me, she said, the trees are not comparing themselves with each other. The squirrels are not doing that. The fish in the sea are not doing it. Everyone is uniquely made. And we all have a purpose on this earth to fulfill what he has us to do. Just walk it out. You know, I always say that. Just walk it out. Whatever we're going through, God will take. Now, these young people we have today, because I'm not going to talk. I got to get them on board here. We have some young people here today. They've been trained. Now, you know that's in the media all the time. Who's how you should train your child, how you shouldn't train your child. But you know my mom always say it's not a book for that. God gives you a how you're supposed to train your kids up, okay? And, you know, I do commend my parents on doing a wonderful job because that's me. But anyway, this awesome group, they have been trained. I mean, they just talking to them in the green room and talking with their mother, Colette, they are in their purpose. They are doing good deeds every day. The spirit of the Lord is in them. You know, it's just so amazing with so much going on in the world. You know, we have in youth violence. We have school shootings. We have so many racial-motivated things that are happening, especially our kids are involved, that we have some kids, guess what, that can encourage us. No matter what the situation is, if you have a single mom, you're a single dad, they have encouragement that you can keep going. No matter what your skin color is, no matter what where you say you brought up. You know, because, you know, I told you I grew up in poverty, so I know it doesn't matter. You have to have God in you, and we have to listen to our young people because they're telling us something. But we want to welcome. They've been trained. They wonderful mother also, as Colette is on the phone, to good deeds. You guys, are you hanging out with me? Are you there?
Yes.
Oh, God, walk here, right? We're going to have a good time, but let's jump on into this just very quickly. Tell your friends now that good deeds with Dr. Renee Sunday, we have an awesome international artist, these young people. They've been trained. It's in the house, and they're going to just tell us what we got to do because we got, you know, these young people can tell us a lot of stuff if we listen, right? So we're going to listen to what they have to say. But you guys, welcome to Good Deeds, and just let's start off, tell us a little bit more about yourself and, you know, just the awesome thing that God is doing in your life.
Okay, well, first let me say hi. My name is Christian, and I'm 16 years old.
Hi, I'm Chris, and I'm 14 years old. Hi, I'm HF, and I'm 17 years old.
What's up? I'm Joseph, and I'm 19 years old.
And we are?
They've been trained from Greenville, South Carolina.
And we've been singing at family events since 2000 when Christian was about 2 years old under the name The Darby Kids. But we officially got the name changed to They've Been Trained in 2009 by Elder George W. Stewart of the American Gospel Quartet Convention.
Also, Dr. Sunday, I would like to add that it's the name that bears scriptural reference, which is found in Proverbs 22:6. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, it will not depart from him. And since our parents started training us early on, Elder George Stewart thought the name was more fitting.
Lord, I better sit down in this lazy boy because I'm already about to shout just from what you said. Lord, these
God, just so powerful. Lord, the Lord gonna take care of me. I'm gonna be all right. But let me tell you, you know, the thing about, you know, when our parents, and I, you know, I'm being transparent, when our parents have trained us to do things, you kind of say, well, dog, mom, all that, we don't want to do this. But, you know, I always had people say, well, I enjoy going to church. I've heard so many people saying that they didn't enjoy going to church. But tell me, did, you know, can you remember when you said, what is this really all about?
Yes, ma'am, like, I didn't too much, like, understand at first. And I was just, I had my moments where I was like, oh, man, do we really have to do this?
Exactly.
Why? But as I grew older and, you know, get mature, I, like, started to really understand the purpose and the meaning behind everything that we're doing.
Lord, this little girl going to have me shout. let me throw a question in here just quickly to Miss Collette. The names that you and your husband, Elder George, that you name your wonderful kids. I mean, that just is a blessing just to hear their names. And we want to just give you a shout out for listening to what God told you to do. Because, you know, a lot of times God tells us to do something, we got to circle back and go way around here and then come back and then we'll do it. But we want to commend you, first of all, before we get into this more deeply, that you listen to the to God in the first place of having kids, number two, and then naming them these wonderful names that they have a wonderful destiny that they actually are walking in.
Okay. Well, yes, ma'am. I'm going to be honest, you know, like, so many young women out there now, you know, I was a single mom. My husband and I, we met when we were in college, and we didn't do everything the right way, but we never looked at our children as if they were mistakes. And I remember when I got pregnant with Joseph, you know, I prayed because I was saved, you know, I just had issues. But I prayed and I asked God, I said, God, I don't want to name him something that has no purpose, that has no meaning. Every time people say my son's name, I want them to call him who God says he is. And so I've been in search of finding his name, and God said Joseph. And Joseph means God shall add. And then Asaph came along, and Asaph means Asaph is the chief musician in the book of Psalms, and that's just what my son is. He's a chief musician. He plays instruments. And my daughter Christian, my husband, named her because he just said that, you know, he felt like there was going to be such an anointing that was on her life and that she was going to walk in such a Christ-like nature. And then my son Christopher, we actually named him Christopher. Well, actually, Joseph named him Christopher Emmanuel. And his name, of course, Christopher means Christ-like, and then Emmanuel, you know, means God with us. So when we went in search of names, we wanted to make sure that every time people said their name, that they were speaking life, and they were speaking purpose, and they were calling them what God said. You know, it's a shame, you know, we look at some of the things, some names that some people have, and we don't know what they mean. We have a friend, his name is Ishmael. And everyone who knows, you know, what that name represents and what it stands for, we used to feel so bad when people would call him that. And we had another friend, his name was, I think it was Ichabod, you know, and that means the presence of the Lord has left. It has departed. So we just looked at names, and we just wanted to make sure that we were channeling the right thing in them, even all the way down to the names they've been trained. When they were growing up, we always raised them to say yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, because young people don't do that anymore. We raised them to be, you know, to speak well. We raised them to treat people right. We raised them to respect their elders. And so with that being said, you know, when Elder George Stewart told us that they didn't need to be called the Darby kids any longer, that they needed to be called who they were, and that is they've been trained.
Golly, that's so amazing. Thank you so much because, you know, and I'm very transparent, as y'all can tell. when I was born, you know, it's a joke in my family that saying that I should have been a boy. But so I don't have a middle name, and everybody else has a middle name. But Renee Sunday. But you know, Renee, if you look it up, just like you said, it's the Christian part of it now means being spiritually born. And, you know,
wow.
I didn't want to be the Abraham of my family. I didn't want to be the person that, you know, I never thought I was going to be in media. I never thought I would be a person. And then the Sunday just even put the icing on the cake in a way, because when people hear my name, I light up the world. I'm not of the world,
yes.
But I light up the room. I make a change. But you know what? People don't, you know, I tell people, it's not me. It's God. It's not, because, you know, human, we can be a mess. That's a nice way of saying it. Lord have mercy. But I want to get back into, and anyone can chime in and jump in and answer this question. You know, and I ask people this even when I do my television show. What does it feel like when you actually up there singing? I mean, all the people are looking at you. They, and you know, especially if you're in the studio taping, you say, okay, we got to get this right this time. What is really going through you guys' mind when you actually up there on stage and you performing?
You get a warm, fuzzy feeling, like, to be able to be up on a stage sharing the gift that God has given you. And to draw people in and bring them to Christ, it's just a really good feeling to be able to do what you love for a living.
These kids, I say this, and I'm not, forgive me, I keep saying kids. The thing is, we need to get your wisdom and put it in so many, we need to put it in what they used to say, in a bottle, so we can give it to other people. But you know what? We all... And the Bible says this, we all have been offered this. So we need to be partakers, and we need to accept it, believe, and have faith, and we need to just do what God tells us to do. Because he knows what's best. He knows what's best. So when you say you up there, because you're in your purpose, it's just like you're not even doing a job. You're doing, it's actually fun because you're having a good time because you're praising God.
Absolutely.
Well, Dr. Cindy.
That's amazing. That's
yes,
all right. Now I want somebody to do, because we got to get their music in here. We're gonna take a quick break, but I you know what I told y'all, my favorite song, but is just tell us, introduce if anyone wants to introduce. Let's do the Daddy Love You. Let's do that. So, oh my God, now, I sent that song to my father. My father called back and was in tears from hearing this song, and I tell my dad all the time how he has really set me on the right course, from even finances, of how to, balance a checkbook, okay, how to actually make sure I get what I'm supposed to get when I do different purchases. I mean, and of course the Word of God, that should have been number one in what I was saying. But someone introduced that famous song. Oh, Lord, the one is telling us, Daddy, we thank you for being Daddy.
Sure, Dr. Sunday. Well, you know, when you watch movies and fairy tales, they make step-parents seem like bad people. But that's not our experience. Our granddad, Harry Darby, and our two uncles, James Clinton and Tyrone Williams, is the epitome of great stepfathers. No, we're not saying that there's no bad stepfathers, but we think that great stepfathers should be honored. And when you ask my uncles and my granddad whose children they are, they'll tell you, these are my kids. And they won't say, these are my stepkids, but they'll literally say, these are my kids. And they love them like their own. So this song is an anthem to all of the great stepfathers out there. And they deserve to be honored. Also, this song was written.
Ooh, Lord, y'all hold on. I'm sorry.
Also, this song is written by George W.
Stewart. This is amazing. Uh-huh.
It's written by George W. Stewart,
oh,
the American Gospel Collector Convention.
Stewart.
And a portion
oh,
is written
for Oh, wow, really?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, wow. Now, y'all hold on to the end of your seats. Now we're going to let you listen to it here, but you know you have to go by it, right? But hold on 1 minute and listen to this, and we'll be right back.
Thank you for coming into our lives. Thank you, my mom. would have run and hid. You didn't have to do what you did. You
made this house a home, and you loved me like your best.
Oh, boy, he's a man to bring him along, to teach him discipline and make him strong. A million in cash. Whatever we need, we don't have to ask.
Days or days you work, but every Sunday you take us to church.
I respect the man that fathered me, but I know some things just couldn't be.
Well, you chose mama and you took me too.
Now you my real dad. Even though it's not your blood that's running through my veins, you still my daddy. I don't have to carry your last name.
Are you ready for this school year?
Well, actually,
we're homeschooled. But me, I don't know about my other siblings, but I'm ready to get school over with. I'm a senior this year, so finish school. And it's okay. School is okay.
I understand. But, you know, I want to commend, oh, my God, your parents and you guys being so diligent. That homeschool, that's a whole nother level there. I mean, whoo, you got to go. Well, of course, they go by the same credentialing and all that type of stuff. But that's I really commend you. That's a big discipline, especially on your parents and especially you guys for paying attention because, you know, each one of you are different ages. So that's pretty, I commend you for doing that. And then I guess somewhere in there you work on your music as well, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
I like when they answer a question. You know, y'all know I'm having a good time. God, just, you know, you're supposed to be able to laugh and have fun. So, you know, that's just me now. But what, are any projects you working on now or any events that you want us to know about and so we can support you in the things that you're doing?
Well, for the last year, we've been traveling with an urban social drama, Getting Out of Birmingham, written by George W. Stewart. And we have some upcoming dates in November that we will be performing. And it tells the story about the 1963 marchers on Birmingham. So it can make you laugh, cry, but I promise you it is life impacting.
Now, y'all didn't tell me y'all were going to my hometown now. You know, I'm from Birmingham.
Oh, wow.
So you're going to have to let me know about that so I can make sure I have, as we say, the posse. We need to make sure all the people I know be at your event. Okay.
Definitely. Well, actually, Dr. Sunday, they've been traveling with this particular play for about a year now, and it's frequented Birmingham. It's been in Birmingham several times. It aired on Fox. I think it's Fox 64 in Birmingham. They traveled to Mississippi with this play, and it is in honor of those children marchers back in 1963 because, you know, sometimes our children are discredited and they're made to seem like, you know, what they have to offer does not matter. And this particular play that they're in, they're actually the characters in the play. There are no adult characters. This is a play that's centered around children. Yes, ma'am. And so, you know, this play is one that shows just how, you know, important, you know, and just how useful our young people can be in making change. They just have to have the right direction, you know, in their life. So this is a powerful play. Like my son Christopher said, it's a powerful life-impacting play. And so far, every place that they've traveled with it, you know, they've had young people, you know, young and small, that have been so moved that it made them feel like they wanted to, you know, alter some of the things that they were doing in life because they saw just how much, you know, the then children, but now 50-year-olds today, how much they sacrificed and that they were willing to die for a cause that was greater than they could see.
Wow. Now, I really got to find out where I could see this because my parents, being from Birmingham, was part of that. My third grade school teacher was the last name McNair. She was her child was one of the, you know, of the bombing.
Wow.
Of the church, yeah. So my dad marched on this across the Selma Bridge, and my mother was, you know, with the boycott, from the buses. They lived through that, and my dad will be 80 this year. My mom's 73, so they can tell you the truth about what's going on in Birmingham. They were there when the water was, you know, the pets and stuff that's coming after, you know, the dogs and stuff. They can tell you my dad was baptized in the Selma Bridge or the Pettus Bridge where the march was going across. So, yeah, I'm going to have to get that. Now, tell us again the name of the play. Someone just inboxed me saying, what's the name again of the play?
Getting Out of Birmingham.
That's all right. That's all right. Well, you guys, I want to do this if it's okay. Like we said, school is starting out. If you have any encouraging words, you know, because one thing, as you just said, if we get the right direction, if we get the encouragement, if we get the motivational words, the inspirational words, just hearing the words out of the mouths of babes, and I'm not saying you babes, but you know what I'm saying, that actually would change a child's life, change an adult's life, because you guys got me going. I may have to go run a couple of miles after I get through this. But anybody want to chime in to give somebody encouragement to say, okay, this year I'm gonna make it happen. I'm going to actually be there to learn from the people that's supposed to be teaching us the right way. I mean, homeschool, if they going to the, you know, they have to go to the school system, just encouragement to keep going forward and they can make it.
Okay, well, what I would like to say to all of the young people out there, even the college students, this year, make this a good year. Don't go to school and just lounge around and just be there just to be there for entertainment. Go there, learn, get your education so you can go ahead and live your life without any worries or, you know, anything like that. But this year, just keep focused and, you know, remember, you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. If you are not sure about how to do something, try or go to a teacher or go to somebody for help. You can do it. I'm sure you can.
Anybody else want to say anything?
This is Joseph. I say hang around the right people because there's a lot of crazy things that's going on in school. So just hang around the right people.
Ooh, these kids have told us to be with like-minded people, and they said we can do it. Now, I didn't tell them to say, I know y'all said, because I, you know, those are the words that my mom has instilled in me. That I remember when that young lady said that, I can remember my parents saying that I can do whatever I put my mind through Christ is strengthening, that I'm beautiful and I'm wonderfully made. I mean, we tell you, what mom and dad are saying is real now, so we need to listen to them. But tell us, please, please, and I've had so much fun, and I, you know, talking to you guys, and my list was just blowing up my inbox and my text, and please, 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 tell us how we can contact you for speaking engagement, you know, and also let us know how we can get your music and how we can actually support you in the things that you're doing.
You can visit our website at tbtrained.com.
Or you can follow us on Twitter at tbteamgranville or on Facebook at tbtrained.
Or you can reach us by dialing 864-977-1TBT. That's 864-977-1828. Or email us at tbtrained@gmail.com.
And please support our ministry. Purchase our music on iTunes, Amazon, or CD Baby.
Y'all know I'm just up here, Tickle Peak. I'm like, look, they got it coordinated. Lord Jesus, God is good. They have been trained. They trained. That's been trained. Oh, Lord, I like that. You know, I like stuff that's decent in order, and we should do everything in the spirit of excellence. Lord have mercy. Thank you guys so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be here with us on Good Deeds. And Miss Collette, oh, Lord, if you need us for anything, and, of course, all your wonderful kids, oh, Lord, Joseph and everybody, Christopher, ooh, Christina, ooh, you guys have really made my day, and I really appreciate it. But what we're going to do on the way out, you guys, we're going to actually listen to the another song they sent me. They shouldn't have sent me these songs. They know I'm going to have it blowing up all over Facebook and everywhere. It's the Color of Love. We're going to actually listen to that on the way out. And we really thank you guys again, Dave, Ben Train, for being here with us on Good Deeds. And you know, this is Dr. Renee Sunday. And God bless you guys. And we're going to listen to this on the way out. And we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Blessings on
you. How many of y'all are tired of the school shootings that's going on? But what about our brothers and sisters that's killing each other out there on the streets like dogs? And it's racism that's still going on, being judged on the color of our skin. If y'all want to be a part of the solution and not the problem, everybody get up, y'all. Come on. Holding the gun to his head, but wearing the wrong color. Talk back to your parents, not realize your life is getting shorter, and you thank God to see by your destruction. As the tail falls down that mother's face, looking down at the child, why I gotta be this way? He didn't deserve this. Why God, she on the knees? Yeah. But this is the life of many inner city teens.
The color of love, loving each other, fixing disagreements without taking the gun. Your brother, respect your father and mother. Watch your days get longer, stay in your word and praise God. Watch your praying get stronger. I am a young man, can't spread God news. Shouldn't turn on the TV and see that kids in the news. People lose their life to the words on the news. Time to come together, the color of love, me and you.
So it's time to come together. As one, with the strength of a thousand men, I know together we can.